Blog Talk Radio.
Need to know things from what I didn't need to know.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for some chicken.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Saturday, April 10th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog. And don't forget to sign up for the monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, also right there at chickenwhisperer.net. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is at our homepage of Blog Talk Radio, click on the Chat Now button. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet others from around this great country that love to talk about backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Also want to invite you for a moment to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list of Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. All righty, it is now time, without further ado, to bring on my lovely co-host, author, poultry advocate, and just all-around great person, Pat Foreman. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Whisper. Happy Saturday morning here. It's good to be on the weekends and still be able to be on the show. So you are now at Agway, is that right?
That is correct. We are in Pine Bush, New York, at the grand opening of an Agway here, and broadcasting live from 9 until 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then about 10:30, we're going to get set up for a little backyard poultry workshop. If my voice holds up, we'll try to get through that class. Yep, and then we'll leave from here, and we'll head about 30 minutes away to New Paltz, New York. And we've got, I think, from 2 to 4 or 2:30 to 4:30, we have a backyard poultry workshop there. And again, if my voice holds out, that location after today may actually be just an autographed picture and say howdy to the Chicken Whisperer session. So we'll just have to see how the voice holds up. And it's just it's wearing on my voice. This is the last leg of this portion of the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Those of you who are just tuning in, we've been all over the country, starting out in St. Louis and then Savannah, then Nashville, and then we went out to Dallas for about 4 or 5 days, and then now we're in New York. Flew in yesterday. Wonderful folks with the USDA APHIS program picked me up at the airport and took me over to where were we yesterday? I can't even remember, Pat. And we had a great conversation in the car going out there about using the airwaves. Well, we got so much planned with the USDA APHIS program. It's absolutely very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to working with them. So and then all the great folks at Purina here. Pardon me, that are chauffeuring us around. It's absolutely wonderful. But, it'll wrap up tomorrow. And me and Jen actually will fly out tomorrow morning and head back to Hotlanta. And then she starts back school on Monday. And I'll probably feel obligated to go in her classroom and help her out a little bit next week, since she's been on the tour with me and spent her spring break traveling all over the country talking about backyard poultry.
Yeah, well, maybe. I know Jen is incredibly knowledgeable about chickens as well, and I just in the chat group, perhaps Jen can backstop you on these poultry workshops, because I know what it's like not to have a voice to be able to speak very well, and it can be pretty awkward. But
maybe that's a great idea. Maybe we can do that today. Just have Jen teach the workshop.
Sure.
And then I'll actually do the chicken trivia questions and hand out the great prizes.
There you go. You're the resource person, and of course, teacher Jen. She's obviously a very talented and accomplished instructor. So maybe it'll turn into a duo team here. It already is, but I mean on the workshops. Yeah, and we well know that you're an amazing, remarkable team and partnership that you guys have. Yeah.
Let me go into the chat room here and open up the webcam. I haven't opened it up yet, and I told everybody out there on Facebook I did. So give me a second, and I'll open it up.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, Whisper, let me just say a little bit about Agway Stores, if I can.
Sure.
I think they're one of the most remarkable organizations that I know of, and they've certainly done so much to promote farming and food production. Agway has about 460 private stores. They're owned like a franchise, and it's a division of Southern States. And of course, we have a Southern States here in Virginia. And Southern States began back as Virginia Seed Company back in 1923. So these guys have been around so long. And it's our nation's largest cooperative. It's owned by about 300,000 farmers, and I'm one of them because I have a membership with the with our southern states here, and then sort of heads through Agway. So I just wanted to say it's just an amazing organization. They're huge. They've got about 1,200 retail stores in southern states, and again about 460 Agway stores, which is part of that whole network. So you're at a very remarkable institution there today.
Well, thank you. This is a grand open of this location, so about really officially starts at 10 a.m. And I know that there's going to be some 4-H folks out here with 4-H, and they're going to have some big inflatables for the kids and really just all kinds of stuff. But it's a cold morning. I didn't pack a jacket. Shame on me.
Now you want your hoodie, don't you?
That's exactly right. I'm like, okay, no wonder these folks up here want the hoodies. But you're exactly right. Well, it was like 85, 87 when we left Atlanta, and I knew and Nashville was beautiful, Statesboro was beautiful, Dallas, let me tell you, was gorgeous, and, you know, 70, 80 degrees. And then we flew up here in New York, and they said, hey, it's really been nice. What'd you do, bring the cold weather from the south? So pardon me, but, yeah, it was nice and breezy and cool. I think this morning it was about 34 when we ended up waking up and getting out of the hotel. So it was it's a little brisk, so we're glad that they had a setup inside the store this morning for the radio show, and I think they're actually going to have a setup inside for the training class a little bit later. So thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just, you know, I hate to have to go out and buy a jacket because I know when I get back to Atlanta it'll be 80, 85, and I thought about, well, if they had a jacket here and I bought it, then I would just donate it to, the Coke Foundation or something like that. So I was prepared to do that. Wasn't that big of a deal, but since they got us inside, hopefully we will endure and hang in there. And the biggest concern is the voice. So, but we've had a great time. And when we get back to Atlanta, we'll slow things down a little bit. We'll be doing some events around the Atlanta area. We may have a couple in the next 6 weeks, little weekend events, fly out Friday, fly back in Sunday, somewhere, you know, east of Texas. So it's just about within a two-hour flight there and back, so it's not too grueling on us. And then once summer hits, we'll probably start hitting a lot of places out on the West Coast, Pat. L.A., we want to go to Portland and Seattle, Phoenix, and of course, Jen wants to go out to Vegas.
Well, you have to see the Cirque du Soleil show, Low, which means water, when you're out there. It's the most amazing production I've ever seen in my life. So save up your money for those tickets. They're expensive, but they're so worth it.
We have no really personal intentions to go to Vegas. There's not much out there for our lifestyle. But she is actually still there with us, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I had a little background noise there for a second. They're having actually a teacher conference out there they have every year. It was in Nashville. We went to it. It's huge. It's called I Teach K. And so ever since then, it's been in Vegas. And I'm, you know, personally, I've been wanting to send them a letter thinking, okay, here you have all these teachers coming all across the country for a kindergarten conference, and you have it in Las Vegas, Sin City, where there's, you know, legal prostitution and everything apparently, and gambling habits are created there and all this other stuff. You can't walk up and down the aisle without some nudie bar handing you a pamphlet. And here we have, all these kindergarten teachers coming out there for a conference. And I know they've got the good shows and whatnot, but everybody we've talked to and mentioned a kindergarten conference was in Vegas, they raised their eyebrows. So in our opinion, not a great choice.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how they seem to cater to a large number of courses and workshops, seminars. I've been to Vegas twice because I wanted to attend the courses, not because I wanted to see Las Vegas. But one of the things that is amazingly beautiful there, though, you might want to go to the Bellagio Water Show. It's one of the world's amazing shows that is set to these dancing mountains to classical music and even opera, and it's absolutely stunning. But that's nothing you'll see really hardly anywhere else in the world. So there are positive things about Vegas, but I agree with you. It's probably not the best choice for some of the, well, at least the workshops I've been to.
Yeah, and then, you know, I guess we could go and see, Jen, what's his name? We could go see, you know, I know there's a lot of famous singers, but, Wayne Newton. I guess we could go see Wayne Newton while we were out there and just say, hey, we've seen Wayne Newton live.
Is he still playing? He's been there for decades now. I mean, he was big when I was a kid. So, yeah. Well, they do have amazing shows. I mean, there's just incredible shows.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the casinos, just to go through them. One of the good things about the casinos is they pump oxygen into them, so the air is a little pure. Hey, do you know how to double your money at a casino? I have a secret for you.
Walk away?
Well, you're close. What you do is you take your money out and you look at it, and then you fold it back up and put it in your pocket and walk away. That's how you can double your money at a casino.
Yeah, and I know myself. Jen knows me. She knows that if I don't have a she'll be in charge of the thank you. She'll be in charge of the money if we're out there, and so she'll be like, here's your designated amount for today only, and it'll be like, a $10 bill. And so I'll have to go out to the penny slots to really have a lot of fun. But I've only took a cruise here or there. We play occasionally, and then it's just not our cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, it's not everybody's cup of tea. It doesn't have to be. Personally, I'd rather go to Yellowstone National Park and have a conference there. See some moose and the antelope. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, I've got some chickens in the news. Some really good chickens in the news. We've been talking to people about this over the last couple of weeks, and Vancouver City Council has approved the controversial proposal to allow residents to keep up to 4 chickens in their backyard for home fresh eggs.
Excellent. I know they've been trying to get that through for quite some time, and Vancouver is, well, it's one of my favorite cities, and it's so progressive. So for them not to have chickens along with all their coffee shops there, it just doesn't quite seem right. Because it seems like when I was in Vancouver, everyone was walking along with a cup of coffee in their hand. They looked fit and healthy and happy, but they all had coffee cups. So they looked like chicken kind of people, too. So, yeah.
Good deal. It's funny, and we can learn a lot from this story about how it can be so simple, but how a lot of city councils make it and blow it out of proportion. Like, councilors voted almost unanimously in favor, ready for this, of a 32-page staff report detailing everything from coop sizes to the creation of a $20,000 shelter for abandoned chickens. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
The report, a
$20,000 shelter for abandoned chickens.
Because they're worried that if they allow chickens, that all of a sudden they're going to be running all through the streets, and they're going to have to hire extra people to go and gather them up and then build a $20,000 shelter to figure out where they're actually going to keep them.
Well, they're very pro-chicken. That's certainly thinking ahead.
Says the... let's see here what we got. The report cites increasing attention to issues of sustainability, food security, and consumption of locally grown food as the source of enthusiasm for urban chickens. Chicken keepers would be required to register with the city and provide chickens, hens only. Roosters will not be allowed, with adequate food, water, light, and veterinary care. COPE or COPE counselors Ellen Woodsworth and David Cadman supported the motion, but opposed the creation of a city-run chicken shelter. Pardon me. I'm not prepared to support the city of Vancouver getting into the business of housing abandoned or seized chickens. I think that is a Pandora's box that if we open it, will grow and grow and grow and grow. MPA Suzanne Anton, opposed the motion entirely, dismissing the entire issue as frivolous. We should be paying attention to serious and pressing issues, she said. And I don't know how more serious you can get than being self-sustaining, not relying on the government, not being have to wait on the FEMA truck when it comes around the corner, when it hits the fan, having fresh food that doesn't have a lot of crap in it. I don't know, to feed our family, and then all the other benefits that come with chicken. So I guess in her opinion that it's it's irrelevant. Responsible chicken ownership. Leanne McConchie of Vancouver Humane Society admits that these guidelines are comprehensive, but she worries about Vancouverites buying chickens as a fad. In our experience, even the best-intentioned people can fail to properly care for their animals, including dogs, cats, turtles, fish, rabbits, and even some kids out there as well, humans I'm talking about. It says people don't really know how to care for them, and it's not something we all grew up with. So that's why they need to listen to the radio show Monday through Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and learn all about keeping backyard poultry and come out and see us on the road and take one of our wonderful chicken workshops to get educated, or go to backyardchickens.com, or buy one of Pat's books, City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, Day Range Poultry, Backyard Market Gardening, and learn about it. How hard is that? How many people go out and buy a dog every day, and they have no clue how to take care of a dog, or a cat, or a lizard, or a gerbil, or a rabbit? How many people every day have kids and have no earthly idea how to take care of the kids? And we see that every day. So completely, you know, if you put it in perspective that way, it says, let's see. McClunchy calculated dietary requirements, veterinary costs, coop upkeep. And we've had chickens for, what, 10 years, Jen? And we've had the chickens to the vet one time. We've had our chickens to the vet one time in 10 years, yeah. So veterinary costs. Because, you know, you can do a lot of stuff.
No, I tell you, I we've never had a veterinary cost with a chicken. Can you tell we don't take our chickens to the vet because we just use home remedies on it, so... But anyway, go ahead with your story.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
It said the let's see, veterinary cost, coop upkeep, and she said about $400 per year, I guess based on the four chickens they're going to allow, enough to buy roughly 70 cartons of free-range organic eggs. Obviously, she doesn't get it. She doesn't get it that it's not just about eggs. It's about composting. It's about fertilizer. It's about insect control. It's about self-sustainability. It's about education for our kids. Everybody just all of a sudden just focuses in on the eggs and forgets about the other five or six great benefits of keeping backyard poultry. So that's disturbing. That shows me she hadn't done her research at all. Another guideline suggests making it illegal for owners to kill their own chickens. She worries that could prove difficult to enforce. We all have all kinds of bylaws, enforcements, and that doesn't mean people abide by them. Yep, you got that right. Have you ever driven down the highway? It says 55 speed limit. Yeah, through and through. Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about the speed. Let's talk about some other laws that aren't enforced. We have all kinds of bylaw enforcements. That doesn't mean people abide by them. If you can't force somebody to drive to Venable Street to bring their chicken to a slaughter plant. This whole movement has the earmarks of a fad, and when it comes to fads, they rarely end well for animals. The entire report is available at the City of Vancouver website here, and you can click there. So you can see this whole report. You can also click on their site. All you have to do is go to Facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. Come on in, become a fan, join us. You get all the chickens in the news we have on the radio show Monday through Friday. And you can read this entire 32-page report that even mentioned about a $20,000 shelter to house these chickens. And actually, an earlier article that I think I posted, we talked about, well, what about actually building a $20,000 shelter for the homeless that are in Vancouver? Somebody else said, why don't you gather up all the stray chickens or the wild chickens that are running around, process them, and feed them to the homeless? Instead of having a $20,000 shelter to house them, why don't you, as you collect them, test them, and then process them, and feed them to the homeless you have there in Vancouver? Somebody mentioned that on our Facebook page, and I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
So, I thought he had a really good idea about that. So, catch the loose chickens, feed them to the homeless. So, but the good news is, another city, and as we've stated, and as we've seen over the last couple of 3 years, about 80% of the 85% of the cities that do approach changing their laws to allow backyard poultry end up actually changing them to allow them in some format. Some a little bit more strict than others, but they do. They do allow that. So that's wonderful. Pat, we're going to take a commercial break here, and we come back. We may open up the phone lines and try to give away some prizes, just some call-in prizes. We got some chicken trivia.
Okay.
Simple chicken trivia today, and we'll try to give away some prizes. Maybe a bag of Farina Sunfresh recipe chicken feed. Maybe some Chicken Whisperer gear. Maybe even a T-shirt, a mug, and all that kind of great stuff. So we'll go to we'll step away here. We'll go to go to commercial break, and then we hang on just a second. And then when we come back, we'll have some chicken trivia and go to the phone lines. So we'll be back right after this short break.
Okay.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flock safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, NightGuard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Okay,
welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are broadcasting live today from Pine Bush, New York on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Zigzagging all across this great land, meeting all kinds of great people. But this leg of the trip's going to wrap up tomorrow. Tomorrow morning early, Jim and I fly back to Hotlanta and get ready back to kind of a regular old grind. So at least for about 6 weeks, we'll still be doing some dents around Atlanta. But for the most part, in about 6 weeks, we'll probably start back up with some sort of a tour. So we're looking forward to that, getting out there and meeting the folks, fans, listeners, and chicken owners from all across the country. And it's now time. We're going to have a little chicken trivia, Jim. And let's see. And I think Jim's got a question here we'll go to in just one moment. Let me get over here to the chat room, which is slowly but surely filling up. Go ahead and give you the number to call if you happen to know. If you happen to know the question, just give us a call, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. And if you can call in and name at least three different types of combs, then we're going to get you a bag of Sunfresh Recipe, Karina Sunfresh Recipe chicken feed, 50-pound bag, coupon for that. and maybe we'll throw in a Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker with that, so you can put that on your car and wear it with pride. So if you can tell us or name at least three different types of combs, don't have to be a specific three, but just whatever three you know of, give us a call, 347-637-3237. Give us a call and name three different types of combs, and you'll win a 50-pound bag. Depending on where you live, that could be anywhere from a $12 to $15 value. And just for calling in and giving us three names. And I'm going to see if I can't get a piece of paper, Jen, so I can get this information down when they call, specifically the phone number, so I'll be able to give them a call back next week to get that taken care of. Let me get back over here to the chat room. 347-637-3237. Name three different types of combs. Perfect. Thank you, Jen. So, Pat, what do you got planned for this week?
Oh, well, it's interesting you asked that. Thanks. But I was incidentally down at sort of the Agway/Southern States store yesterday, and I bought a Asian pear tree. A rather large one, in fact, and so I'm going to be planting that, and then I have my I'm doing a little experiment in chickens with gardening, planting a blueberry ring, and I'm going to be having with a teepee over it made of bamboo poles, and I'm going to be planting then scarlet runner pole beans and Kentucky wonder pole beans to grow up the pole to give some shade to the blueberries as they're getting themselves established. So I'm going to be puttering in the garden quite a bit this weekend. And it's beautiful here. The other thing we're going to be doing is I think our community is going to do a cow share because we've got about 17 acres of pasture here at Greenway. So we're going to look into just having some cows to do the mowing in some of the pastures instead of either haying it or doing or cutting it with the bush hog. So we're getting numbers together on that. I mean, Greenway, one of the things that we wanted was to have a food-producing community, and now we're finally starting to ease in that direction. And we've got four households are wanting to participate with the cow share project. So that's probably more than you wanted to know, but that's kind of what I'm doing this weekend. I'll be planting and weeding. I think I'm going to get got a bunch of mulching to do instead of tilling to get my some of my gardens ready. And there's a couple beds I want to rebuild. So that's pretty much what I'll be doing this weekend. And it's a beautiful weekend here. I mean, it's cold. It's as cold as it is up there where you are. I had a fire going in the wood stove last night, in fact. I had some brought in some firewood and it just got it revved up. And this morning we had a frost. So our frost-free day, average frost-free last day here in Virginia isn't until the end of this month. So we still have a ways to go before we do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this
yeah.
Must be it. Pardon me. I'll get a real one. Sorry about that. I was trying to get another Hall's cough drop. And it's just, yeah, when you... You know, it's funny, you're not just, you know, I was thinking about how many hours in a day that I would actually talk. And, you know, if you think about it, you do the radio show for an hour, and then you've got a two-hour class, that's 3 hours, and you've got another two-hour class, that's 5 hours, plus talking to fans and then other folks, and that would just be for today, not including yesterday. And let me just tell you kind of our schedule. Yesterday, we were up at 4 a.m., and the driver picked us up at 4:45, went into Dallas-Fort Worth. And then we flew out. We had another early morning. We were up at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, we'll probably have to be up around 5 o'clock to catch the early early morning flight out. And then, you know, the day we woke up at 4, it ended up being about a 20-hour day for us. And so it really, as you know, just really wears you down. So, but, you know what, there's nothing better. I love being out on the road because you're getting so many people that come up from the 4-H, which we love. And just had some 4-H supporters where I'm really anxious to meet a lot of the 4-H folks here today, the FFA, which we love, and the people that come up and say, hey, I listen to your show all the time. I listen to your show. It's great. We learned so much. I'm so glad you came to town. I give you a big hug. And they love the chicken trivia. Yeah, it's a really good time. And just lots of fun. So it's tiring and it's pretty tough, but it's well worth it just for the people. And let me tell you, Pat, I'm really, really, really excited Again, folks, if you know, three different types of combs. I know we got thousands of listeners out there. I'm not sure why, and this is just too hard of a question. You can Google that and probably get the answer. We send you a coupon, a free bag of Purina Feed, $15 value, and we'll throw in a bumper sticker as well. 347-637-3237. Give us a call. But I'm so excited, Pat, about, number one, USDA. They've sent me a they've sent me a letter. Hang on. Let me get some water here. There we go. But they have a cover letter, and then they've got a survey that we're going to be distributing to all the meetup groups. We're probably going to put it on our website. We're going to talk about we'll probably post it on our Chicken Whisperer website. We'll probably put it on Facebook and other ways to get the word out. Strictly confidential, no name, I don't think, anything like that. Just some generic questions about to backyard chicken keepers, because we want to see, you know, we really yesterday talked about the best way to get the word out to a lot of the backyard folks. Did someone call in, Jim? That's who they called in? We're looking at the switchboard. Let me refresh the switchboard and see. Sometimes the numbers may not come up on the switchboard until I refresh it. But it's mainly, the main goal is educating folks, getting materials in their hands for prevention, preventing biosecurity. Yeah, there'll be things and there'll be outlines of what to do if you have some sick birds. But the main part of it is going to be prevention, keeping a healthy flock. Biosecurity, meaning, you know, what do we need to do to make sure our flock stays safe from wild birds? Other people that come see our flocks that also own flocks. And that's something that a lot of these coop tours that do regarding that is, you know, hey, you know, I remember last year with one of the Atlanta coop tours, we were walking inside the coop, inside the run, getting back in our car, going 2 miles down the road, walking in the coop, walking in the run. Not a really good idea. And many folks, Bridget McCray and others comment on that. So I think what we're doing with the Atlanta Coop Tour this year, which may be the biggest in the country, we're hoping to score about 30 coops on this tour all over the city of Atlanta, is that, you know, you don't have to go in somebody's coop. You don't have to go in somebody's run to actually see how it's set up. You can stand in their backyard, you know, 30, 40 feet away and actually see exactly how it's set up without having to walk in the coop, walk into the run, look into the nesting boxes. You can pretty much see everything you need to see from, you know, 20, 25 feet away without having to walk in there. So I think that's probably what we're going to try to implement on the Atlanta Chicken Coop Tour. And then we'll have plenty of handouts for people regarding biosecurity. So definitely looking forward to that. But it's really just education, keeping them, giving them the right information from USDA. Pardon me there. Okay, let's see if we've got a caller here. Yep. Calling in from area code 706. I would say that's a local number, but it is local if I was in Atlanta. It's in the outskirts. Caller. Oh, goodness. 706, you're on the air. State your name and where you're calling from, please. I hear a rooster in the background. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Not too bad. Brighton's got the answer here.
Excellent. Yep, I hear the rooster in the background, and that's awesome. And, folks, Fritz, if y'all were listening earlier in the week, I made a boo-boo. And Fritz was the savior of the day because initially we had the coop tour. The coop tour. And, I'm sorry. The Chicks for Charity event. And we moved it, and I had to order some chicks from Randall Berkeley. And they came in while I was actually out of town. So it was. So we had Fritz. Actually go get them for us. So, Fritz, thank you very much. You and Christina, two wonderful kids, Brighton and Laura. Always a pleasure to get with you guys and talk chicken. So, and y'all actually are the coordinators of both the APA and the ABA youth program here there in the state of Georgia, correct?
That is correct.
Yep, and we even had you on for about 5 minutes one day. We're going to definitely schedule a longer time for you to come on the show and talk about the program, the APA and whatnot. Absolutely. So you're calling in, I guess, because you want to tell us. And I'll tell you what, if you can name three and get the one bag, if you can name six different types of combs, we'll give you two bags. How about that, Fritz?
Sounds good. I'm going to give it to Brighton. He knows the answer, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good.
Good. What's the weather like down there?
Warm, hot, cold.
You're right. Warm, hot, cold. We're getting a little bit of everything down there in Atlanta, aren't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, how are those little pullets that you picked up from the post office this week? They doing all right? You and Laura taking good care of them?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, I know that, what? What's so funny? Yeah, absolutely. How old are you, Brighton?
Nine,
yep. Someone in the chat room was asking about how old you were. And that poultry show that we went to together, I know that you walked away with like a whole shelf full of trophies. Do you remember how many trophies you won at the Chattahoochee Valley Poultry Show you can share with all our listeners?
Yeah, I won four.
Four trophies. Do you remember what they were for?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us some of those awards you got.
I won in Rhode Island Red, White Phoenix Rooster, and White Phoenix Hen, and my big Australorp buddy.
Awesome. Hi, you buddy. We have a little, Sarama that we named Little Buddy. I think like the very day that she hatched out, we called her Little Buddy, because at that point I wasn't sure if it was a cockerel or a pullet, but we named it Little Buddy, mainly because it's doggone little. All righty. I was fine. Now, who's that in the background that we hear? Hey, Brighton, who's that crowing in the background?
I think, it's Sarama Rooster.
No, it's a Sarama Rooster. Okay, cool. Still got a good set of lungs on him, though, because we can hear him all over radio land. All righty, you were trying to win some food, so I told your pops, if you can tell us three different types of combs, you'll win one bag of feed. If you can tell us six different types of combs, then you can win two bags of feed in the bumper sticker.
There is single comb, buttercup comb, and rose comb.
Perfect. Do you know three more?
Pea comb, walnut, and
come on, you can do
it. And I don't have any more.
Still, that's a lot. I think we're still going to give it to you because that's five, and we were looking for six. And that's awesome for a nine-year-old to know all that. That's absolutely awesome. We're going to send you out two bags of Purina Sunfresh recipe. And let me ask what you want. Do you want – well, actually, you're going to get a coupon for the free food. So you can get your Leguina, you can get scratch grains, you can get Chick Starter, whatever y'all need. And y'all are some of my loyal listeners, you and Laura, because y'all are homeschooled and y'all listen in every day and learn about backyard poultry. And y'all are, hey. And y'all do the American Bantam Association Youth Program, American Poultry Association Youth Program. And so very, very active. You show your chickens, which is great. And you got great folks there, too, to take good care of you. So, but Brighton, congratulations. You've won two bags. Purina Sunfresh recipe chicken feed. I know that we probably won't be getting together tomorrow, but because I know y'all are coming down into the Atlanta area from where y'all live, but we'll just have to see. Can you put your dad back on?
Adam Randy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I don't know if we're going to, what kind of our schedule is tomorrow, and we just might be dead to the world once we get home and sleep for 24 hours straight. So what I'm probably going to do is I haven't been contacted anymore by the post office. So the 100 chicks just automatically turned to 25. So I know that you probably have a use for those 25 with the youth programs up there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I can hand them out and do some contests again.
That'll be perfect. We love it. And then y'all, if y'all just want to, if not, again, if you want to get together, we can take them and put them on the meetup group site for availability. So that's not a problem. But yeah, he knew five. We were looking for six, but we're going to give it to him. He's a character. So we'll when we meet again, I just may actually mail it to you, and you can get your shoes. So all right. Well, hey, thanks so much, my friend, for listening, and tell Brighton and Laura and Christine and all that we said hello from up here in New York.
All right, bud.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got a couple of other callers that we'll just go ahead and go to them for a chicken trivia that we've had call in. And, Jen, why don't you pull out another chicken trivia question we might have? Can make it a good one. Since we got about 10 minutes left before we wrap it up. She's looking at her list. Pat, you still there? Let me bring her back on. I think she got disconnected. Hang on a minute, Pat.
Could have been in the...
That's a good one. Come on, computer. Pat, guess what? You're back on live, nationwide radio.
Okay, thanks, Whisper. I don't know why my phone just disconnected me. It was quite serendipitous. But, you know, I'm really impressed with Brighton that she knew what a walnut comb is. That's a really smart young gal there.
Brighton happens to be of the male gender.
Okay. Good
so,
southern
yeah,
name, I bet.
Yep, Brighton. And then Laura is his sister. So sorry about that, Brighton. But
I apologize, yeah. Brighton. I do apologize. I know that's a very sensitive thing for young people, especially. But yes, to know what a walnut comb, that's they're relatively rare, and I'm just good knowledge of chickens.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He really he lives and breathes and eats chicken.
We've got a young fellow here in our 4-H group. His name's Cody, and it's the same thing. He's failing math, but he excels in chickens. It's just his passion, and I'm sure he's going to end up being a judge or something big in the poultry league because that's really all he wants to do is breed and talk about chickens. And he's fascinating. He's quite smart. It's just where his passion lies. So we
maybe
need more kids like that.
Maybe he can take over the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer show when I retire.
Yeah, I think you've got a ways to go there, but maybe. Hopefully this, wouldn't it be wonderful if this does continue, can just continue generation after generation? Because certainly we need sustainable living for the rest of the human race's life.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, maybe Jen and I need to get to work and start, you know, getting some offspring and so they can take over the radio show. But you know how it is. You know, if your dad's a landscaper, you hate landscaping. You know, if your dad's an architect, not smart enough to be an architect. If you know, if your dad's a dentist, then you want to go into brain surgery. So you know, a lot of kids just there's a lot that follow in their family footsteps and family business, but there's also a lot of them that actually don't. But who knows? Maybe if we raise them right, they'll be little chicken whiskers running around the Schneider household.
Well, now this is great. This is the first I've heard of maybe you starting a little brood there. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So,
yeah, you never know. Yeah, you never know. It's on our list.
Never know.
It's on our list. If we keep pulling 20-hour days, then we'll be too poop to pop, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think this is kind of on the extreme scale, what you've been doing with these tours. But that's not the rest of your life. I mean, you know it'll settle down.
Yeah.
You'll get back in the swing of things.
God willing, it will have many, 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 many more years. Many more years. Okay, going to let's go to the phone lines here. We've got a question. I'm going to go to the phone line and see if we can't give away some more feed. Let me go ahead and write down Fritz, two bags. Perfect. Okay, let's see who we got on the air now. Just a second. There we go. Area code 214. Area code 214. I just muted you, so give me a second. My brain's hardly working this morning. These 20-hour days are getting to me.
Oh, my. I couldn't do them.
Let's see what we got. There we go. Caller 214, area code 214. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, if you would.
Okay, this would be Dave calling from Dallas, Texas.
Dave, East Dallas. Dave, I met you down there at Walton's Feed, or excuse me, Walton's Garden Center there in East Dallas, right?
Right, and my daughter just keeps talking
your
about
daughter,
it.
Your daughter, I was going to say, your whole family. It was absolutely wonderful. She was telling us about all the chickens that she had and how she loved chickens. That was absolutely awesome. So like I said earlier, folks, traveling around the country, meeting wonderful, wonderful people, make the 20-hour days worth it. Because me and Jen always claimed we've never met a chicken person we didn't like. And that is the truth. Everybody's been so nice and welcomed us into their hometown. So, Jen, you had the chicken trivia question. What was it? Oh, okay, that's a good one. And we can take a couple of answers here, because really the answer is the same no matter how I ask the question. The question is, and I like to do this on day five. Some people want to do it as early as day three or day six, seven, eight. You can really do it any time. Get a little water here, Dave. But on about day five, when I've got eggs set in the incubator, I will do this process to see if the eggs are fertile and are actually developing inside the shell. What is that process called?
Well, you could be talking about candling.
That's exactly right. And to do that, you use a tool called a...
candler.
That is exactly right. East, let me put this down so I make sure I get your prize out. East Dallas, Dave, perfect. We've got a bag of feed.
Yeah. Perfect. How many combs did the kid come up with a while ago? Just six?
He came in with five. He came in with five.
Oh, okay.
Did you have any wanted to share?
Well, I found a good website with an article called The Chicken's Comb, and it said the buttercup, cushion, pea, rose, single, strawberry, V-shaped, and walnut.
Yep, a lot of people forget about the V-comb, and
mm-hmm.
they normally get the single comb and the rose comb, and the rose comb, the pea comb, and then they forget about the walnut and the V-comb. And some of the others. So, yeah, that's the cool thing about Live and Egg Radio is you can go to Google and get the answer to all different types of questions. So, well, East Dallas, Dave, thank you very much for tuning in this morning. I know you're, an hour behind us. That's another thing, Pat and Dave, that when we flew back here after not only having a 20-hour day, we lost an hour.
Yeah. Welcome to jet lag.
Yeah, no kidding. And of course, the flight coming from D.C. up to New York was quite the adventure. They warned us, and they knew that they were going to hit some rough air. And they weren't kidding. They hit some rough air. I was tightening up the belt. I'm telling you, the only thing I could think of was I may go down in history like some of these famous bands, you know. I was like...
or just last night, the Polish president and most of his staff
in
Russia.
That was horrible. I was putting on my boots this morning, one foot at a time, and sure enough, I turned on CNN, and there it was, and horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't wish
terrible.
That on anybody. It really is. I mean, there were a lot of cabinet members, they said, not only just the president of Poland, but the cabinet members, and yeah, that was not, that's horrible. That's going to happen. We're going to hear about that for the next few days, and then re-elections, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I admit, I was thinking, I said, maybe I'll go. Not that I want to, but hey, I was telling folks when we hit that rough air, I was like, I'll be up there with the ranks of Patsy Cline and a few other bands that are out there that lost their fate on an airplane. I'm not a big fan of flying. I flew a lot in high school. I was very fortunate to go and travel a lot with folks. And then I did travel for a software company where I was about gone 50% of the time. But no matter how much I travel, I just never, never got used to it. Boy, we put some miles on the plane this time. So it's just I feel like, if the engine stops in my car, I can pull over to the side. But something happens and the engine stops on something like that, toast. So I just try not to think about it. I hold Jim's hand real tight, take off and land, and say a little prayer. And what happens, happens. You know, you can't have it out of my hands. You just have to roll with the flow. We got about 3 minutes left. East Dallas Dave, thank you so much for calling and listening. It was a pleasure to meet you when we were out there. We will be getting out back to Dallas area this summer. The Purina sales rep out there is already starting to line things up to have us back to Dallas. They had a great time. And so if we are, we'll hope to be a little bit closer downtown Dallas versus a little further out. So that's what we're going to try to look forward to. So congratulations on winning the contest today. Go ahead
and I'd like to thank you again for coming out here to Dallas.
Well, did we lose him? I think we lost him. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was,
yeah,
it was
he just said thanks for coming out to Dallas is what he just said. So.
Yep. My pleasure. It was all my pleasure, and it's so good to see all the folks, meet you and your daughter and your family, and y'all came out to see us at Walton's Garden Center there in East Dallas. Had a great time. And, Pat, thank you for joining us on your Saturday off. And I thought maybe you'd be in the pharmacy today, but I'm glad you joined us. It's always a pleasure. You bring so much to the show. I want to thank, of course, all of our sponsors, especially right now, Purina, since we are on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. We're hitting all these Purina dealers on this leg of the tour, and all our other, Randall Berkey and Horizon Structures and Ideal Poultry, McMurray Hatchery, Mount Healthy Hatchery, GQF, EggCartons.com, all of them, Cackle Hatchery. They've all sent great door prizes here for the event. And I got to tell y'all, folks, there's a stroller coming in here to Agway with three children. Man, trip, man, I'm telling you, I'm saying, boy, she needs some flashing lights on that thing. That's awesome. I'm serious.
It open has backup lights, huh?
Yeah, we got about 1 minute remaining, but let me get the chat up. I'm sure I'm gonna turn this computer around. I'm plugging here. Y'all gotta see this. Can y'all see it? You see that, Jen?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Can you see what I'm talking about?
Looks like the lead kid gets the view, right?
Absolutely. Look at that. That's crazy. Boy. Oh man. Look at the crowds here building as we go all around. There you go. And of course, there's me with my stuffy head and sore throat and all that kind of great stuff. So we're going to go.
Baby.
I appreciate you listening to us today. And we've got, I think, about 1 minute left. So, Pat, go ahead and sign us off, my friend.
Okay. Well, Whisper, we certainly want you to take care of yourself, especially that sore throat and stuffy nose. You've got the rest of your life to live. You don't have to do it all this weekend or this next tour. So take care. And in closing, of course, thanks for, you're looking better than you sound, I think, perhaps, or maybe it's the other way around. But anyway, you always look great when you smile. Anytime. Thanks. Yes. There's looking at you, babe. Oh, bless your heart. Yeah, little sore tongue there. Love these videos. I mean, only on Blog Talk Radio, right? And of course, again, thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Agway in Pine Bush, New York, for hosting this live event. And don't forget that the East Austin Coop Tour is coming up Sunday, April 18th. Thanks to our chat room for clucking along and our chickeneers. And as usual and forever, blessings to all, and may the flock be with you. Bye-bye.